This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
If you want to end this conversation, 913-586-7798. Okay, so we talked about this when Uber and Lyft announced this feature that protects women drivers and female users of rideshare, that you can request a female driver, that if you're a woman taking Uber or Lyft, you can specifically request a female driver. I've done it. When I was in Thailand, I did it because I was in a place I didn't know very well. And it just makes you feel safer, given that 99% of assaults, sexual assaults in particular, are the victims are female. Men are not happy about it. Men think it's unfair.
Some men, I'd like to point out that it's not. I hate using this hashtag, but not all men. So it was Women's Plus, right?
I don't remember what it was called, but you can click the little box.
Women Plus or Women Ad. I don't know. Women Plus is the name of it. Because the men are against it because they say the policy reinforces the stereotype that men are more dangerous than women. What? Yeah, it's a stereotype, but it's also true.
Yeah.
What are we doing? How dare you? That'd be like, hey, I'm tired of the stereotype about water that it's wet.
Yeah.
It's not fair to water that, if you get soaked, you're going to be uncomfortable.
Like
it's
you said,
not everybody.
It's not all men. In fact, I would argue it is a minority of men, a vast minority of men. But men do not have to fear women generally in a situation like that. And you don't have to like it, but I am not a threat to anybody, you know?
So their only point that we can discuss that's actually like, I don't know, is they say it violates California's UNRRA Civil Rights Act, which bans sex discrimination by a business. So they're asking for $4,000 per male driver in damages.
It's a dual class action lawsuit that alleges the functions have limited the economic opportunities for men and discriminated against them because of their gender. Lawyers for the plaintiffs argue the male drivers are discriminated against and receive fewer and different rides than they otherwise would if that policy was not in effect. And then, as we were said, reinforces the gender stereotype that men are more dangerous than women. California has some of the nation's strongest anti-discrimination laws. That's why they're, and I think that's where the companies are based. Is it discrimination?
It is, but I don't know that it's necessarily discrimination that isn't based on self-protection. Like the lawsuit says that this is like racial discrimination. You know, like old school taxi services were in trouble because drivers refused black riders. But to me, and maybe it's a distinction without a difference, but to me, the difference is between I don't like your race, or I don't want to associate with you people, or I know that you're going to stiff me because, you know, of who you are and in your race. Or the difference between that and I don't want to get sexually assaulted mm-hmm. is kind of a huge thing to me. Like,
yeah.
Black people were, you know, taxi drivers in New York weren't picking up black people. It was a major issue. The drivers usually in that case were not afraid of being hurt. They were afraid or didn't want to do it because they were like, they don't tip well. They don't pay out as much, or just good old fashioned racism where I don't want a black guy in my car. One is prejudice. The other is self-preservation. It's not that men as a group are evil. It's that a lot of the danger in this specific context comes from men. And if I was a woman, I'd be tired of rolling the dice.
Yeah.
And just hoping that this is, okay, well, you know, 99 times out of 100, it's going to be totally fine, not even awkward. But I'm tired of rolling the dice on those numbers. Eventually, it's going to come up wrong.
The telling thing for me about this is that, number one, I would want to know, and if this goes to court, they'll be asked to prove this. I would want to know how much money drivers, male drivers, think they have actually lost by having an option for female riders to request a female driver. And if there is any amount of money, doesn't that prove the point? Doesn't, like, if there are any women that are choosing female drivers, doesn't that prove the problem of why this needs to exist?
Why they would do that? I mean, would a solution to this be, okay, fine, then we'll also allow you to pick a male driver?
Sure. I mean, quite frankly, yes, that's probably you're right. Legally, that's probably the solution.
Right.
Is then, either gender can choose either gender.
Right. If you want a male or female driver, I don't know. There might be some women who are like, I don't want a woman driver.
Women drive crazy. I don't want that.
Women are terrible drivers. As a woman, I know this. I don't know. Maybe that's the reason why they would do it, but or I want a male driver because they make me feel safer. Mm-hmm. I want a male driver that'll make me feel more protected.
Can I ask a question that might?
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, what's the difference between this and going to a massage parlor and being like, I want a male masseuse or female masseuse?
Yeah, I think but they let you do that, right?
Yeah, you can request. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, you're right. That's a good point. 913-586-7798. I know we have Uber drivers listening. I know we have female and male Uber drivers or Lyft drivers listening. If you want to weigh in here, 913-586-7798. We'll go to the phones. Dan's in KCK to start us off. Hey, Dan.
Hey, Dan.
Hello, guys. Well, number one, yes, in the past, there has been reports of abuse by Uber drivers against people. So that's a fact already. And speaking of facts, two things can be right at the same time. Yes, it is discriminatory by definition, and it is also something that women, of course, it keeps them safe. I mean, again, two things to be right at the same time. My only, saying this is a discriminatory situation, the only thing I can say is get rid of that policy and just, I don't know, why don't we just arm the women, give them little guns, I don't know, just... Women need to be able to protect themselves regardless, you know, and a nap option is not going to increase that protection status, you know. That's all I got to say.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dan. Appreciate
it. Right to bear arms. And now instead of that, we have a mandatory requirement that women. I mean, why don't we build a society where only women have guns?
There I don't want to carry
level
a gun.
The playing field.
I don't want to carry a gun to feel safe. How about we tell
a cute little derringer that would go in your purse? We could color it pink.
I don't want. Will it make me not accidentally shoot myself in the foot if it's pink? Because that's what I'm more likely to do. I don't want to carry a gun, and I don't, and I respect the suggestion, Dan, but I don't feel like this is the problem with society sometimes. We go to women and tell them, here's how you can protect yourself from predators, however they are, instead of going to the men or going to the predators and saying, you change your behavior. You know, you it's easier to tell women what we should do differently than to tell men what they should do differently. And let's be honest, Uber and Lyft put this policy into place for CYA. This was to protect themselves from lawsuits because they've had a lot of reports of assaults. And I think it was 92% are committed by the drivers. Because keep in mind, there are some drivers who have been assaulted by passengers.
Yeah.
And female drivers that would rather have female passengers. But usually, because the driver is driving, it's the driver that's the problem. I don't want to carry a gun.
It's, well, too bad.
that's exactly, that tracks with the thinking here. Yeah, too bad. You just carry a gun.
Yeah, that's a problem solved. Uh-huh. No problem. You know, you just need to train with it. It's fine.
Practice. It'll be all right.
I'm looking because Quentin asked a really good question about can you like a massage parlor? How does that not violate the civil rights, the UNRRA Civil Rights Act in California? And it's what from what I'm looking up, there have been issues with that in the past too. And basically when you go into a spa, they allow you to check male or female. Do you have a gender preference? Like I prefer, or even like with a psychiatrist, you can check a male or female therapist. Basically what they found when those things were challenged was it doesn't ban, they can't ban you as the customer from saying I'd be more comfortable with a woman,
right?
I prefer a male therapist, which is all the Women Plus thing is doing. Mm-hmm. It's just saying I'd be more comfortable with a female driver. So it doesn't really violate the Civil Rights Act. It's not a violation of anything. It's just giving people a choice.
And like you said, as long as you are giving both genders a choice.
Yeah, and maybe that's what they need to do. They need to make that you can have I'll be honest with you. I might feel more comfortable with a male driver than a female driver because I'm also paranoid and I wouldn't want some woman to feel uncomfortable.
And that's
if she
fine
was driving
too.
Me around. Right.
That's okay for you, whatever your reason is, that's okay.
Yeah.
Again, you can think women are just bad drivers and or don't know directions or whatever it is.
I mean, you don't need to put words in my mouth.
Quentin that was saying that. I was putting words in Quentin's mouth, not yours. Whatever your reason is. But again, I think the fact that the lawsuit has been filed shows they have a problem. It is the perfect evidence to show why it's in place in the first place.
Well, there were thousands of cases of assault.
Yeah.
Thousands.
It's like 3,000 over a short period of time.
To be fair, it wasn't just sexual assault either.
Yeah.
It was men targeting women because they know they're more vulnerable in general.
Mm-hmm.
And they were able to mug them and rob them. And that happened. That was more the case where a driver was getting assaulted by a male passenger. But, I mean, it was thousands of it. I think the terminology that bothers me the most about this is the it just reinforces the stereotype that men are more dangerous than women. What else reinforces that stereotype? I don't know. The news?
Yeah.
What else reinforces that stereotype? Statistics?
Every statistic in the history of the, yeah.
Every statistic ever done on this reinforces that? Yeah, well, that's crazy. These stereotypes that keep pre-existing about men. It ignores the context that thousands of women were getting assaulted and Uber and Lyft decided, okay, we're tired of being responsible for this and we're tired of getting sued for it. We need to do something.
Yeah, this was a reactive decision to offer this as an option. This wasn't proactive. This wasn't just in case. This was, we've had a lot of these crimes happening. Now we need to do something about it. If it was a proactive decision, fine. Maybe I'd give a little more leeway here. But this was in response to them having so many problems with people being, and you're right, it wasn't just assaults. It's harassment. It's a wide variety of things.
Yeah, it doesn't need to. I guess my point is, while the assaults get the headlines and deservedly so, it's not just that. I mean, it was a problem with harassment. It was a problem with theft. It was a problem with other kinds of assault too.
Also, just like then they know where, if I could see there being stalking cases. If you like this woman, now you know where she lives. You know, yeah. I mean, right. all of that could happen.
That's a fair point, too. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We have phone calls lined up.
913-586-7798.
Let's go to Stephen first up in Olathe. Hey, Stephen.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. So, you know, there is existing litigation against these rideshare companies about not screening their drivers and not having enough passenger protection. So I feel like this lawsuit right here is just one of the assaulters saying, oh, hey, I want to bring a lawsuit against Uber because now I don't have enough victims that I can assault.
They're making it harder for
wow.
me. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're
yeah.
making it harder for them.
It does. It would be a tough, honestly, it would be, and even if I was sympathetic to the guys who were suing, or if I were an Uber driver and I was like, this isn't fair, I'm losing out on money, I would still be like, I'm not bringing that case.
Yeah.
You know how bad you look doing this?
Right. That's what I mean. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Thanks, Stephen. Appreciate it.
I'm curious though. Like, is there something where you'd prefer, where you'd have a gender preference?
I prefer a male masseuse.
A male masseuse.
I do. Is there yes.
Stronger?
Hands are, yeah, stronger hands. And I have knots okay. the size of bowling balls. And I would rather have a male masseuse.
I would rather have a female psychiatrist.
Me too.
Or therapist. Because I've done both. I've been through a lot, guys.
Listen, getting old's hard. You know?
Yeah, I've had a male psychiatrist and a female psychiatrist, and the females, I hate the stereotype, but hell, that's true.
It's just your experience with it.
The female psychiatrist is a lot more sympathetic, and the male psychiatrist is like, oh man, like you're doing fine, buddy. Like, I don't need a pep talk.
Right.
Like, that's not what I need. I need you to fix me.
It's the opposite of what you need, quite frankly.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Too much ego. Let's keep that going because we're getting a lot of people.
And we
saying,
have an Uber
like,
driver on hold. So we
okay,
can.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're an Uber driver, weigh in on this. Again, Uber drivers in California are suing because Uber and Lyft put in a rule or an option where women can just get women drivers, or if you're a women driver, you can pick up only women. They say that's discriminatory and reinforces the stereotype that men are more dangerous than women.
I mean,
such a stupid argument. I just can't get over how dumb that argument is. 913-586-7798. We'll talk about it some more. And also, what do you have a gender preference for? We got text on that too. It's midday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of network busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke.
and a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Story came to us out of time.com. If you missed this, and then we'll get to your calls and your texts. Some male drivers for Uber and Lyft have filed dual class action lawsuits against those companies about the option that they have given women drivers and women passengers to choose a female going either way as a driver or a rider. They say that allowing that function has limited the economic opportunities for men and discriminated against them because of their gender. They also say the policy reinforces the gender stereotype that men are more dangerous than women. And I can't wait for a judge. I hope this goes before a female judge. I want a female judge to comment on that one, on that stereotype.
It's because people are dumb, and I've seen way too many texts on this already. Yes, there are stories where a woman has raped a man. Yes. Women have, there are stories where the wife has killed the husband or beaten up the husband. And it's horrible sometimes for a man who's in a relationship where his wife or girlfriend is physically abusive towards him because it's harder for him to come out and say it because it's like embarrassing. But it's kind of the point. The reason it's embarrassing is because it's usually not that way. It's almost every other time the opposite way. So when we talk about this, we're not dismissing the fact that in some cases, and they are vastly the minority, there are women that abuse men. But that's not the point here. And by the way, when it comes to stranger on stranger sexual assault, mm-hmm. those numbers are way higher as far as men hurting women.
This is a logical fallacy we like to call whataboutism. And that by bringing this up, you're avoiding the original conversation about the Uber conversation.
Which happens every single time, I've said this before, that it can never just be whenever a woman talks about being in danger or the struggles that we face as women in the world and the dangers that we face, that truth can't just exist without a man saying, yeah, but what about us? Like Quentin said, the whataboutism. I get that you don't like it. I get that it's not comfortable, but I mean, it's over 95%, especially with Uber and Lyft, of the assaults are committed by men. If you don't like that, act on it. I mean, start trying to affect the system so that is not true. It needs to be okay for women to say, we are in danger from men and we need help. And men to say, how can I help?
I feel like the men behind this lawsuit have just never had a conversation with a woman ever in their life. Because if you talk to a woman, they have stories.
Not an honest one.
Whether or not it ended in some sort of violent act, or it's just I've been hit on by whether it was a boss or out in public and it made me uncomfortable, or I was walking home at night and, you know, somebody was walking towards me and that made me feel uncomfortable. And so I feel like that these people have just never talked to a woman ever before in their life.
It's actually a really good point. Talk to the women in your life and ask them when they've been in that situation.
Listen to the women in your life. Listen to what they tell you.
Yeah.
Because it's one thing. Well, you still told me because it'd be so easy to be dismissive of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
Like it would be easy to be like, well, you were you actually injured though? Did anything actually happen?
What were you wearing?
Like, yeah, that right. What time was it? Well, yeah. You were walking at night. What would you expect?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Thoughts? All right. Yes, and we put the question out also. What do you prefer a gender for? Are there other things? Cool. I think that's interesting. So we'll get to that too.
I want to congratulate the text line for being actually really good on this.
Wow.
I was worried. I was like, oh God, I'm going to put this out there. it's going to be obvious. Horrible stuff. But no, they actually have some really interesting answers on that.
Okay. So we'll get to that too coming up. All right.
Alexa.
Oh, I'm going to go to Candace in Mission because you've been hanging on for a while. Chris, hang on the line. We'll get to you. We know you're an Uber driver, but Candace, go ahead.
Hi. Well, I have two things. I'm trying to make it quick. So first of all, just I want to say up front, I am of Middle Eastern descent and I understand Arabic. People don't look at me and think that I'm of Middle Eastern descent and understand Arabic. I cannot tell you how many times I have gotten in an Uber with somebody of Middle Eastern descent. Okay, these are my people. And they're on the phone, they're on the speakerphone, talking to somebody the entire time of the drive in Arabic, assuming I can't understand what they're saying. Sometimes it has been so bad, and I hear what they're saying about me, that I have had them pull over at the next exit, Quick Trip, whatever it might be, and let me out.
Wow.
So that
do you tell
the
them
first...
why?
Yes, yes. I listen and I wait, and then I start talking back to them in Arabic, and the level of surprise is pretty significant.
I bet.
So what I started doing, based on those negative experiences that were way too consistent, is when I travel, which is frequent, I play what I call Uber roulette. So when you request a ride and you get matched with a driver, you get their name and their picture, and you have a certain amount of time to cancel.
Yeah.
If I get matched with somebody who I feel is going to be a problem, I will cancel and reschedule until I get somebody who I feel I'm going to be, reasonably safe with. It might be a woman. It often isn't, because there's just not that many women Uber drivers.
Right.
But it's usually an older man who seems American. Might be white American, black American, Hispanic. I've never had a problem with a Hispanic or a black driver. It's always been immigrants. And it typically is Middle Eastern immigrants, so it hasn't been exclusively. I had a Russian dude pick me up, go to drop me off, and then turn and say, just give me the cash and I won't charge you.
Jeez, wow.
No, thank you. So, I mean, yes, there overall, it's a male-female thing. I totally get it. But it's not only a male-female thing. And if this lawsuit is successful and Uber and Lyft have to eliminate the female-only option, there are ways around it.
Very interesting call.
Uber roulette.
Appreciate the insight. Thanks a lot. Yeah. I don't know what that window of time is, but you do get time to cancel the ride without being penalized for it. So
I don't know that I want to say anything about that call.
We don't have to. We can just let it.
Yeah.
We can just let it be there.
I'll let the audience sit with that one.
Yes, feel free.
I there's so many things that I could say, and I don't think any of them go in a positive direction. So yeah.
All right. Definitely. All right. We have an Uber driver on the line with us. Chris, thanks for hanging on.
No problem. Well, I'm glad you asked that, Jamie. The last caller, what she said about that driver, because I've been doing this 6 years, and I would say I'm not defending any of these guys. But if people want to help the situation, rate the driver like he drove. I've had passengers that told me they've had horrible experiences with male drivers touching them or roping their leg.
Oh my God.
And I ask them, what do you rate them? And they always tell me, well, I felt bad, so I gave him 5 stars. That's the problem.
So, wait. I mean, if they touch the women or group, the response should be calling the cops. Not get out of the car. It should be you call the cops because that's assault. Like that's not. If they're touching you and groping you, that's assault. You call the cops on them and you let Uber know. I would say with like what the last caller was talking about, then you should definitely give them a bad rating and let maybe even Uber know that they were what they were doing. People need to be more proactive when it comes to that. But if somebody's actually touching you, that's a legal issue.
Yeah,
absolutely. I mean, and when the lady told, and I've had multiple times that's happened, but one specifically, I asked the lady, I said, what happened? She said, he put his hand on my leg, and I said, okay. And she said, please don't put your hand on my leg, sir. 5 minutes later, he did it again. He said, sir, please do not put your hand on my leg. I've asked you once. A few minutes later, he did it again. She said, do it again, and I'm going to ask you to pull over. And I said, well, here's the question I have. Were the three other friends in the back, did any of them say anything to this driver? And they said, no. And I said, well, you're not going to get drivers to learn if you don't inform Uber. They're not a good driver.
Yeah, and Christy, the thing I'll say about being confrontational with a driver is that absolutely report it to Uber. But going back to the situation that Candace was talking about, I have been in that situation where I have been alone with someone in a Target-rich environment where I just needed to get out of that situation. And confronting him and telling him why I felt like was just going to put me in more danger. And I just need to get out of that situation as fast as I can because you don't know what someone's going to do.
No, I agree with you, Jamie. And an easy situation or an easy way to get out of that situation is change your drop off. Don't say nothing to him. Change your drop off to the nearest, closest Quick Trip.
That's a good
or
idea.
McDonald's, and then drop off. And then as soon as you drop him off, say, thank you. I'm reporting you to Uber. Let him know. And for all the ladies out there that think, oh, well, he has my address. No, we don't. We have nearby. Wherever you put, it's nearby. We do not know your address. There are very few you will give very specific, but a lot of ladies don't put their address as 1234. They put their address as 12345 nearby. It doesn't tell me exactly where you live. And apartments will never know where you live.
When I order an Uber, they don't see my exact address to come to my house. How are they finding my house otherwise?
They give within the bubble. Like you could be within one across the street, next door neighbor, it'd be right there. Your bubble
you don't
will
know
show
the exact
your
address. Well, you don't know with Uber Eats, you don't know the exact address until you pick up the food and then are driving.
Okay, but at some point they're going to know it.
At some point,
they won't know the exact address unless. Dropping off, I won't know your address until you get in the car and we start the process. And once we start the process, I'm not looking at your drop off. I'm looking at the map to see where I'm going. And if at any point you decide you want to change, I lose where your drop-off was. I don't know where it was no more unless I screenshot it or I have a really good memory. And if, I mean, I'm not going to say people can't remember it, but there's a better shot that no one's remembering your drop-off unless they're staring at it because it
unless,
doesn't show you until you get in the car.
They're a predator.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But at that point, I would hope that a predator has already shown enough that someone's reported him to Uber enough times.
Chris, we are way late for break. I appreciate the insight. I think the suggestion of changing your drop-off point is really good, you know, because you can do that mid-ride. I still am not telling him I'm reporting you to Uber. I just get out of that situation and then escalate it. And he'll find out later.
Yeah. And you should definitely go beyond just giving him a 2-star review. You should report him directly to Uber.
Yeah.
913-586-7798. We were asked you earlier, what do you have a gender preference for? Like, what professional do you have a gender preference for? Got a lot of answers on that. And also, any calls holding, 913-586-7798. Stay on the line. We'll be back in just a few minutes on Midday.
We have a new game coming up in the 12 o'clock hour that I'm very excited about based on a conversation that we had on Friday. Florida or Australia. Very excited about
I'll give you stories from those states of being.
Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
And see which one.
And see which one.
Because of the falling iguanas. That's what we were talking about.
I was thinking about making it like I could really mess things up if I found like a story about a koala that got loose in Florida.
Oh, yes.
You know,
that would really be
a meth head in Australia. I'm sure they have meth heads, but
sure
not like
do.
Florida.
Yeah.
It's not the same.
Yeah.
It's that Florida meth. It's kind of like champagne. It has to come from the
It's I've never heard someone say meth and champagne
France.
In the same sentence
otherwise
ever.
Otherwise it's just sparkling wine.
Yes.
It needs to come from America. Otherwise it's just not
it's
real.
It's just regular
meth.
Drugs. It's not meth.
They grow a lot of opium in Australia.
He says so seriously.
And that there's just like that not New Zealand, but the other islands south of Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Tasmania?
There's a lot of opium, a lot of poppy fields there.
Okay.
Really? See, based on Looney Tunes and the Tasmanian Devil,
makes sense now.
That's where coke or meth came from. So we did have a lot of people talking. We were talking about the Uber thing and,
yeah.
The Women Plus system that they're instituting. We did have a lot of people text in about what they have a gender preference for mm-hmm. when it comes to professionals, when it comes to workers, from the text line, a male doctor. If I have a male doctor, I want a female nurse. No clue why. It's just how my brain is wired from childhood.
I'm very curious to know, for those of you, and we should have said this earlier, I would love to know if you as a listener are male or female as you are texting these in. Like, is that a male
good point.
Or,
yeah.
you know?
All right. I don't know. Based on their number, I have no idea.
Yeah.
If it ends with a one, if you get any more of these, 913-586-7798, say whether you're male or female. Some of them did, just instinctively, I guess. That's a weird thing. I think here's a better question for that. Not male doctor, female nurse, but for your general practitioner.
Right.
Would you rather have a male or female? And maybe that's what they mean.
Mm-hmm.
But if I was going to a urologist,
mm-hmm.
I would rather go to a man.
Mm-hmm.
Just same equipment, same parts, all that. Just like I think women would rather go to a female gynecologist.
Yeah.
Right?
Because there are conversations that happen outside of just the physical exam, and that woman's going to know what I'm talking about more.
Right. Somebody else has said female. A female therapist, and with you, Jonathan, I'm way more honest with women than I am with guys.
Oh.
Guys trigger my act tough mode. I'm assuming that's coming from a guy.
That sounds like it. Yeah.
That's true. And my experience with, I'm not saying all male therapists are bad at all. It's just my experience with male therapists has been bad.
Mm-hmm.
And it like literally was a guy going like, hey, I mean, like, you know, what's great about these pills is like, like that, literally. I was talking to a male therapist about my sleeping disorders, mm-hmm. hoping that there was a solution there. Whatever it was, like, I know there's a specific cognitive behavioral therapy that treats sleep disorders, and I was hoping to get into that. And he's like, oh, just take Benadryl. And I was like, what? And he's like, just take a Benadryl. He's like, here's the cool thing. Like, you can take a different antihistamine every night. Like, so you just take Benadryl one night, then take like Unisom the other night. And then it's like, so I should, your solution is I should just take a different antihistamine to knock myself out every night.
Was this a psychiatrist or a therapist?
It was a psychiatrist.
Okay. So he's not a therapist. So he is dealing in the medical side.
Yeah.
Of that. Yeah. My psychiatrist is male. It's just who I ended up with. He is delightful. He is very pragmatic. He's very much about the medicine and about the facts, but also insists that I have a therapist who is female.
I wonder. That's interesting. I wonder if you're a woman, if it's easier to go to a male therapist or male psychiatrist than it is for a man to go to a male psychiatrist.
He's just who was available first, quite frankly, when I was looking. But and I
the
like
other
him.
The reason I say is because of the act tough thing. Like a guy, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with the therapist, but like a guy might not want to be more open with a guy, and a woman, it's not as hard. Male for a mechanic or contractor. This is from a female. Female for a dentist or hygienist. I know it's totally irrational, but my brain labels one as strong and the other as gentle. That kind of makes sense.
Interesting. My dentist is male. He is delightful.
Mm-hmm. Is he?
Yeah, he's gentle and cool and fun and doesn't lecture me if I haven't been for 7 years.
I'm assuming this one is from a woman. Female OBGYN.
I assume that's from a female.
They don't need to say whether they're a woman.
Yes.
That one. No question. If it is a man, then, you know, it's Brave New World. I'm not going to sit here and judge you.
Uh-huh.
But I do not want to explain period pain. Again, assuming this is a woman. Period pain to someone who has only read about it in a book.
Yeah. Yeah, because those period simulators are not quite the same thing. It's just not.
What is a period simulator? Is it the thing that like shocks you or like squeezes you?
I need to get one. You guys need to try this out.
We talked about it before.
We did, yeah. It's I think it's like something you put around your waist and then it has something that attaches to your lower stomach that you crank it up so that you know what period pain feels like. Like you start at a one and then like we crank it up to what we think it is for us and then see if you can, how long you can take it.
Here's the problem with that. What if it doesn't hurt that much? Like, what
I can see a guy saying it doesn't hurt that much. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. What I can see. Like, yeah, this is what you guys are complaining about.
This is not
about?
That bad.
This isn't that bad.
Like, you're gonna regret this.
This is why I get into a fight once a month.
I'm looking for one online.
This is this whole sentence is you're gonna regret Amazon. Saying that weird.
Ooh, it gets great reviews.
No, I'm not saying I would have that reaction because I'm a wuss. Like, I have no threshold for pain. So, I know I wouldn't. I'm just saying I could see some dude just be like, this is nothing. It's fine.
And, like, not just that, but also go about your day and take care of the kids and go to work with it cranked up to 13.
I remember I was in a Lamaze class with Katie for our firstborn, and they had us hold ice cubes in our hands.
Okay.
And that was supposed to be like the discomfort a woman feels while giving birth. Like, it was like, imagine it's worse than an ice cube, but like, yeah, you have to hold that ice cube. You can't let it go. And I was just like, I don't think this is the same thing. Like, I'm pretty sure that this is.
Was that Lamaze class taught by a man?
It was a woman.
Okay.
It was a woman. She did tell us that she had never given birth. So okay. Maybe that was part of it. I don't know why you would say people discredit yourself immediately as soon as you start the class, but she did. This is the last one. I'll just do this one. Male for financial advisor.
Really?
I want the dad energy for money stuff.
Okay.
I kind of get that.
Mine's male.
Yeah.
But a woman also would understand my position a little bit more, maybe, but I like him.
And women be shopping, Jamie. I've said it before. So, yeah.
I'm on Amazon as we speak looking at period simulators. So, yes, that's true.
So I'm just saying, like, the women would get that. Like, and I don't want them. I don't want them to let me off the hook. Mm-hmm. All right. Coming up, I don't know something. We'll talk about it next. We're out of time to get anything big. We'll talk about something next. I'm Midday.
So now we have the equivalent of a boob job for women. I love the headline. If you have kids in the car. Mm-hmm. Penis filler on the rise for Gen Z.
Yeah. I know this is an easy thing to blame for a lot of society's ills, but I blame porn. I don't think this would have even occurred to guys before it became a lot more accessible to buy. And it was like back in the day, it was just only there were even if you watched adult films, it was just John Holmes and Ron Jeremy and everyone else. Now it's like every guy. So I won't say this on behalf of women, but I shouldn't speak on behalf of women, but I'll say this. Guys, just get better at it. Like, stop
and
being
it's
so insecure.
18 to 24 year olds.
Go watch an educational video, okay? Stop thinking that matters as much as it does. It doesn't matter that much. Coming up, I want to talk about physical ailments. I threw my neck out opening my mouth too wide this weekend. I'll tell you that story coming up in just a few minutes on Midday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.